MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Hobbs woman is facing 8 felony counts of child abuse following a series of alleged incidents at the Boys and Girls Club of Hobbs. Diamond Monique Roseman, 23, was arrested last week, according to Hobbs police, with multiple parents reporting their children being abused by Roseman while she worked as a teacher at the facility. The alleged incidents occurred in April and involved children who were 3 and 4 years old. Security footage from the classroom reportedly shows Roseman grabbing, pulling, pushing, squeezing, and hitting 4 children in incidents police described as seemingly unprovoked. A second woman was reportedly involved but has not been charged. Roswell police are investigating a homicide after a man was found dead Sunday afternoon under the South Main Street Bridge over the Hondo River. A passerby reported seeing what appeared to be a deceased person near the bridge around 3 p.m. Officers arrived to find 56-year-old homeless man with lacerations to his neck. The victim's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Anyone with information is asked to call Roswell police at 575-624-6770. And good news for outdoor enthusiasts in Eddy County. The Bureau of Land Management has lifted fire restrictions at the Black River Management Area, citing increased precipitation and higher humidity reducing fire danger. However, the statewide BLM fire prevention order prohibiting fireworks and explosives on all BLM land remains in effect. And New Mexico will open applications July 1st for a new outdoor recreation grant program, and communities across the state could benefit. The Trails Plus grant program makes $12 million available for projects that expand trail access, support local economies, and preserve natural and cultural resources. Eligible projects include trail planning and design, signage, bike lanes, outdoor learning spaces, and active transportation routes. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on September 30th. For more information, visit nmoutside.com/trails-plus. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.